我觉得你这一般人对待你过来就被经历也有不能的当不认得的就得得了就凭你的你个证你他地方呢让那个地呢让你去把他济南住南去他你是的地方的他你有什么让生意去送来的他地方呢让住那东西你玩玩我就让得了个济南的是第二次的南住南的话济南的是济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济南的济 yoru guicha, jarde runga yendi esi, oda kajindi, kiduji sandrina, tieno chok jeni varchi manamda namdru lamji tanyi chiba tar, daryan jarna asi, ta namdru lam univa manayon, namdru lam ku tanyi jarna, nandiji jarjava yena, osarati esi, yon tonton, kemba chuli mahonga mayimbi. Ojuti Varchi Menam she is it Varchi Menam Munivamana Varchi Menam got Savam Tusena Varchi Menam got Menta Tiludok and Yurtu Shavana Namdulam Tober Toberji Jangna Yong Yong and Grava Yujimari is in she's on each Rosi Ojuti Dagal and Kiduji Sandy dear Tone da Oju that dinner song each in the city that Jensen Tina Rambajo Osaradon Tilly Long when Yurtu and Yutuan and Mosam the Mozambi, Taparati, and Tongaliki go into the Tong Jones. Zemba Tala, Tamlunda, which you bought it, Tambos, and you bought it, Hobuches, Songa Tinaga, Goni Taraji, Shina Mata, Muni Doni, Osarada, Jito, Nojango, Taraji, Ranga Manduusena, or then the Kaju, somebody that in Rajimar Songjang.
So, as you said, the point here has been raised whether we can really use those terms uninterrupted and liberated path. And we come now into the third debate. We're going to present more or less our own view in that. It says, again, regarding that, another says, those two must be designated as the uninterrupted and liberated paths, and they are suitable to be designated that because the notes of Ketrup J states, from another perspective, just as they are explained through the designation uninterrupted and liberated, they're also designated that here. So it means even if it is not the actual uninterrupted, even if it is not the actual liberated path, we can use these terms here. It's an equivalent, it's similar to that. Since it is not that clear light does not arise from one expulsion of short duration that is taken as the uninterrupted path. When near attainment of the reverse order dawns, that is posited as obtaining the liberated path. There is no contradiction. Now, we can use similar terms, although they're not the actual uninterrupted and liberated paths, we can call them that. There's no contradiction. Therefore, though both the clear light of the fourth stage and the near attainment arising from that are similar in perceptually comprehending emptiness, there is a difference in their mode of holding object or in their tightness and laxity. Right? We can use those terms. Again, we're not going to say that they are exactly the same, because when you are on clear light, you have a mind that is quite tight, it is quite alert, quite intensely holding the object. When you are at near attainment, which is the phase of post-equipoise, you're more relaxed, you're holding the object more relaxed.
That Tanyika jen soso chepra yang yuwa re, shak jani chepa lam tenyi tang sani tsangka ma re. Tan di wasar zedu, ngak lami ko rung yuwa lam kong, di shiwa wasar tang nir tovla, charak je chepra ngiwa rete yu gogo re. Chepra yu di, wajiwa ta ngama na nyiksem tang wase, wasar di nyingme sem, shanta trapa langsam tamo chikan cha gogo re. Shama jito di, tila tu na chanze rapa yenbi shar tang wase. Then on Jay Thompson, Conron Ju Yena, Nixon Mayan be Chavishers, non Jay Thompson said Jay Topping over Yango, you are this. Non Jay Thompson, Conron Yena, Nixon Mayan be Chavado. Then Nixon, then Nixon Mayan, but Jerna, see, young Nixon is a kid on Yena, and she just sums the shed of Maron Visher. Serena counter killed him by no Chiber Chavos, or that in Regima, Jew Drolin, that coaches in under.
So, as you can see in the notes of Kedrupje actually says that you can call this point, you can call it a liberated path, and at that point there is no contradiction. This is the point that is held by that, but still we need to hold that there is some difference in that in terms of the way that the object is held, some difference in tightness and laxity. Now, of course, someone finds some fault in this particular position, so there is another debate that is brought forward. And it says, again, one says, it is suitable to either designate or not designate these two as an interrupted and liberated path. If you want to use the term, fine. If you don't want to use the terms, it is suitable. Again, there is no need that the two paths explains from another perspective as designated in that way through a similar logic, because the two paths explained from another perspective are gross discernments with no difference in subtlety. Since they exist in one continuum, it is permitted to posit both as discernment of emptiness in which dualistic appearance subsides. So we can agree on something. We can agree that they can both engage emptiness through having subsided or without having any dualistic appearance. But again, since there is a difference in subtlety of both clear light and near attainment, and also a difference in their individual continuums, they are not similar to the two paths explained from another perspective. This clear light and near attainment are different in subtlety, right? Clear light is the actual equipoise, near attainment is in post-equipoise. They are different in subtlety because the former, which is the clear light, is a fundamental mind, and the latter, which is near attainment, is slightly grosser. And because it is pervasive that any of the three, appearance, increase, and attainment, are not fundamental minds. So you can call the clear light a fundamental light, but when you talk about near attainment, it is not right to call it fundamental. We agree that it does not have dualistic appearance, but it is not as subtle as the clear light. It is not a fundamental mind. Right, because if a fundamental light becomes non-fundamental mind, it would not be suitable to explain it to be an innate mind. One, you know, near attainment is slightly different from the clear light. You cannot call them both. They don't have exactly the same qualities. You cannot both call them innate minds. You cannot both call them fundamental minds.
ကိုကြည့်တဲ့တင်တဲ့ကြည့်တော့တဲ့တင်ရောင်းကြည့်ရန်ရောင်းစင်တဲ့ရောင်းဆောင်စစ်ကြည့်ဆောင်ရောင်းပြီးပါတော့ကြည့်စတ်တွန်းနေရမစတ်တွန်းတင်တာတင်တာကဥစ္စာငွန်တကြပါနဲ့ရင်ပြပါတဲ့ညံပရင်ကြောင့်နေပြီးခံပတ်ကြည့်လေမြပါမှန်တည်စင်တဲ့ရှိဆောင်နေစတဲ့ရမစတ်တွန်းကသူ့ကျင်တဲ့ရင်တင်တောင်းနာရောင်းဟောကျင်ခရစ်ဂျီစင်တွေကနောင်းတနာရောင်းစင်ဒီတဲ့ဂျာဒူးနဲ့ဥစ္စာတည်ရင် kenpa jikli me pa mandi si. Kenpa se tu 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 su tang tang jika, jika ten jika zam tenra jikla maari si ni song arwa. Si song ni ti si si ra, wa jika ta jajan tse ten, di sha long si jide yinpa yindu, lo, ishi shab ka song ju yinpa yin. Lo pa ishi shab ka ta sha long tang, wa ta teni ramga diwa si ramga diwa di, da, mobola duga runga diva tindra yimiva yena da kon tar jo diva don tonwa li yisi to tonwa dina oda shalong da runga diva tsu song zun na chatsu jitam nyen chi ni tman than de wo zon yan ta di karwa karwa tong go war di shi nyong war shi do si song yu ari de yin dui na ji ge thorong song ya di mantan da jing wu zong ari ma to ji ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ དེ ངི ཡང དང རོ ཁར བ ཁར བ དང གོ བར དེ སོང ཞག ཡིན དུ དེ ནང ངི ལ དེ དར ཅིག ཡོན ན དོན ཅི ཡོ སར མོ དེ ཅི བ ཐོ རང དེ ཉི ལ སོང ཅིག ཐོ མ གུ སམ དེ ཐོ རང དེ ཉི ལ སོང ཨ དེ མན ཐ ན ཅིག སོང དེ ནི ཏ པན ཐ སོང དེ ལམ ཅིག ཉིན དེ དེན པ ཡིན ན དོན ཅི ཡོ སར ཡིན ཐོ མ མན པ ཤི ཤི དེ ཕར ཅིག རིག གི མེན རོ དེ 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 ཅིག གུ ཨ ཤི གུ ཨ ཡིན ན ཨ སི དེ ཤི ཅི ནོ ཅང
stating that, again one says, the illuminating lamp states that when such a clear light manifests, since one is capable of equipoise for a long duration, it is not that it is just one expulsion. So we're not just talking about some short session here, a short duration of things. Now, to facilitate understanding of this, the transmission and the condensed five stages, they are quoted, which explain that primordial awareness is experienced for 8 hours, or from one day up to an eon, or 1,000 eons. If it is really like that, one would not need to obtain union in that dawn, where ultimate clear light is manifested. Remember, we gave these hours of the dawns, the times of the dawns, and so it says one does not need to complete everything in such a short time. Or, in the final analysis, if it teaches the potent mind of the path, one should analyze how it would be acceptable that it facilitates understanding of actual clear light, which is not of short duration. So, how are we to take these statements? They say that this is a type of primordial awareness that can continue, can go on, not only for hours, for years, for very long duration. Is that actually showing us the limit of time within which the practice can be accomplished, or is it showing the capacity of the meditator to continue to abide in that particular state?
ဝဂျိတတိရယံဘယံတိကျတန်လူကြီးပရိသဝောဇတန်တိအောင်နိတတ်တောပ္ပဂျမိကောဝဂျိတတောပ္ပတေတံသူညံတောပွန်အစွန်ဂျူတတ်စွန်ဂျူညိဝပနောနိတတ်လောဘစွန်ဂျူပွန်အစွန်ဂျူတောပ္ပစွန်ဂျံသူစွန်ဂျူတတ်တောပ္ပစွန်ဂျူနောတိဂျူတောစောတောပ္ပဂျလူဝတိလာရံတောဂျေဝဆရလာရှိပစေနာထောက်ကြရေစီတတ်တိရယံဘယံတုစွန်ဂျူညေချေကံညေစမနရမင်းဒေဝစွန်ဂျူနုရိဝန်ဇုလီချွာရှာဝောဇဝဒရမင်းဒေဝစွန်ဂျူနုရိဝန
Now, it is stated that the obtainment of the pure illusory body and obtainment of abandoning union are concurrent. One who has obtained the pure illusory body obtains the realization of union when she or he enters ultimate clear light. So here we are defining that there are two types of learner union. One is learner union of abandonment, the other one is of realization. Now, the 31 and 33 unions should be known from the commentary to the five stages called the treasure of the jewels of union. So, although we are using two types of terminology in order to describe this particular stage, which is learner union, we need to know that there are, you can find in other texts an enumeration of other terms to describe it, either 31 or 33 of those. What is it, 21 or 20?
Okay.
Now, you know that statement that there are 31 or 33 types of union. There are actually 21 or 23. That's my mistake. So these are different names or phrases that describe learners' union. Now, we'll continue by saying that the highest yoga tantras and their commentaries explain the enumeration of the grounds in 10, 11, 12, 13, or 14 grounds, etc. One should understand the difference between actual and imputed from the illuminating lamp, and these are also extensively explained in Yanchen Galo's grounds and paths. So different commentaries will give you a different number of how many grounds are included in that. Some say there are 10, there are 11, you can find them 12, 14, 15, 16. There's great different numbers according to the text you will look. And there are two texts suggested here for further reading. One of them we have in English. So, as you say, you can find many different presentations. You can find the actual grounds. You can find other states that are imputed as grounds. But the text says, regarding the actual five paths and the 10 grounds of Highest Yoga Tantra, the illuminating lamp gives us information, concise information on all that. So it says, from the common path up to, but not including the capacity to directly induce the empties through dissolving the winds inserted in the central channel by the strength of meditation, is the path of accumulation. So first of all, you trained in your generation, you start by training in the generation stage, and then you reach you start engaging in these practices, but you don't still have the capacity to induce the empties through bringing the winds into the central channel through the strength of the meditation. Up to that point, you're still on the path of accumulation. From the capacity to do that, once you're able through the strength of meditation to bring the winds in the central channel, up to, but not yet including the illusory body perceptually comprehending thatness through bliss, is the path of preparation. Now, from the atomic clear light up to, but not including the obtainment of union, is the joyous ground of the path of seeing. And then from the learner's union up to, but not including obtainment of non-learner's union, is the nine grounds of the path of meditation. So a very concise presentation of the five paths here. Right, so we stop the presentation of the text here, and we have half an hour for questions and answers. I Can I start with one written, because they are just accumulating on my desk. Right, so it says, when the winds abide and movement from the nostrils ceases, what duration of time during the process of dissolution and the following signs through the clear light appearance does the movement through the nostril breathing ceases? Anyway, I don't know if I read it correctly, but I had asked the person who asked the question and said, really, we said that when the winds abide in the central, where they have to enter, abide and dissolve, and we say that when they abide, the sign for that is that the movement of through the nostril ceases. How long does that last? Rimachila da chetanga no so lung tsa omana la juba nepa timba rimsim yorwa rimba sumbe te teta nyam tu tam jawa yores pechesana lung ki tsa omana la nepa kala di nabune uthaya di kaudus di khatsu dangdus khatsu borla de tu sares
yentsin lo se baro
onda ji
ori dadi katsin gur mangur da ji garse go yansam ji wa mo shi yongi ji yen na yong ji yansam ji wa mo shi yo na tapa ma bo de su tapa thong bu ji su de sang ma ri wa o ji tapa thong bu yen na tapa ma bu ji su ji sang ge wa ri ma ta ma su li thong bu ji su san ya me ya yen du yen de de ji ni ge ri de de ji thong ge ri se ji su ta ya yo ma ri wa.
Rinpoche was saying actually that for us ordinary beings, we could not say how long we cannot talk about the duration of those stages. If you have someone with high realizations, with clairvoyance, with special perception and so forth, they could perhaps look back and tell you exactly the duration of these stages and so forth.
Ji tinda ga no ni wa ma si pe na ji pa bu ji nyu khu ya na da ka se chi tso ya na karma ya na ka se wa di nyu khu ri se na shi to ko ma ro.
It's like having a small child who has fallen asleep, and then when they wake up you ask them, for how long have you been asleep? They won't be able to answer, would it?
That between Empty's appearance and Peace retainment are conception. But then three paragraphs down from that, the fourth paragraph on the page, the second line says that the mere attainment perceptually comprehends emptiness, which seems to be contradictory to that. Seems at one point it seems to be saying that the three Empties are necessarily conceptual, and then later there was some explanation that mere attainment rising from the clear light perceptually realized emptiness. Could Rinpoche explain if that's contradictory or not?
No, yeah. Non-dually, with subsidence of non-duality, or does it say perceptual actually?
Perceptually comprehending emptiness.
Okay. All right, so the question is that we have two paragraphs on two different occasions on page 50, two different paragraphs. In the beginning we say that if it is any of the appearance increase or attainment, then it has to be a conceptual mind, right? It has to be a conceptual mind, but later on it says that near attainment comprehends emptiness perceptually. And is there a contradiction into that? Near kare luktong ki nirtob ki kola ya tez zuba de ta misawa tez yung tena la sharga dos tambo di kawa di kare nawa chewa toba sung kangro ye na tokche ki lo chik res tambo di servo chik la wiyo res de che la ya kare luktong ki nirtob di tomba ni ngon sum tu to wiyo res ngon sum tu to ye ki lo ta
tokche ki lo teni nāngjī tāpsaṁ śīvā dī, nāngjī tāpsaṁ rāṅgāvā tīndrā jīg yāngu yuvā yinā yāng, nāngjī tāpsaṁ gā mēn tāpsaṁ nā tētāṁ chāndā sī jīg yinā yāng, śīsaṁ mātāpā jīg yāngu yuvā rī mātāv, nāngjī tāpsaṁ mōni vā jīg yinā tāpā yīmī chāpsi tāka jīsaṁ yuvā rī tī yāngu yuvā rī mātāv.
Now, the point is that if you have a mind that is perceptually comprehending emptiness, of course it has to be a non-conceptual mind, right? So it would be contradictory to have these two posited at one case to be conceptual mind, at another case being a perceptual mind. But when we use these when we use this designation of appearance, increase, and attainment, sometimes we're talking about the actual states, and if they are the actual states, they have to be conceptual minds. But sometimes we have other states that are designated as being that without necessarily being the actual states. Okay, so if it is a state that is merely designated through similarity to those three states, it is not necessarily a conceptual mind. So therefore, it's not necessarily contradicting the statement that it can be perceptually comprehending emptiness.
What would they be if they're not actual appearance, increase in flat near attainment? What other minds would they be that are realizing emptiness directly? Okay. The three empties from Shri just said are necessarily conceptual, but he said it could be just designating those names to something else which is realizing it directly. What would that be?
So you would like an example of something that is designated but is not conceptual.
Nirtob ngene mayin ba yina ya te cha tan tumbe go ne min din re ta ne ya koran de lo din re chi che ta tomba nge ngo sum tu tobe gi lo de na la pe cha ya kare yo re
ho ri da den da ta na ji ma ra ma bu ji sa cha ni ga ji pe na nga si ji ji pe na ji do ni jin bu ji yo par du ngo ju da ba ji mi kan cha ku ngu du ni la su ra ni si ji di Murangava Yena and Chuva Jesus, young and in the third temple Jesus, Vardu Jiangu Yuari, Vardu di Tau Ang, To Ang, Tindra, Tizu Chila, or Judas, Jiluva Tabang on the Chirkuri, see, Teda Chanda Vandanayon, Jigarisigo, Zunzer Tombanyan was on the Taujan, Zunzer La Tamlo Yu, see, Jigamba Don Hoba Yuse Dina, Tindra Yense Rambo. ချစ်စင်းတော်ကိုတီးချေတာဂျင်လီတော်ပဲယင်သူဘာသူလုံးချုံတပါစီတော်တီးတဲ့ချန်တာပါဟောကြည့်တန်းစံစံတံလို့ညီယူတင်ကြီးယူတီပါတင်းကိုဂျင်ထောင်းထောင်းခင်ပါကြည့်လာမောင်းဟောစီခင်ပါကြည့်လာမောင်းဟောယင်သူမန်တာငွေဆောင်နေဟောကြည့်တာတင်းဒီကာဝအံကာဝတောင်းကိုပါစီနဂျက်ကြည့်စုံတော်ရှာလုံးတဲ့စုံနဲ့လုံးထောင်းစားတင်းတဲ့ယင်သူတံဘိုးကကပ်ဒီနောင်ချီထောက်ဆုံးတောင်းချန်တာပါစီနဲ့တဲ့ဂျီတော့ပဲငုံနီ
Now, Rinpoche is saying, let's look at another case in our practice. You know, an ordinary person, when they die, they would have to go through the process of death and then move into the bardo states. But if you are a qualified practitioner, what you're trying to do is that instead of taking an ordinary bardo, you're trying to arise into, you try to do your practices and you try to arise in the enjoyment body of the Buddha, right? So it is a case of, instead of taking the bardo, actualizing that body, of bringing the, how you bring the enjoyment body of the Buddha into the path. Now, let's look, if you can understand that principle, you can see what is actually happening here. We had a quotation further on that was saying that maybe their difference is really from the point of view of having certain minds that are holding let's say more tightly, and at other times holding emptiness in a more relaxed way. So that might be the difference. And further on, we had this quotation that said this type of primordial awareness, don't look at it from the point of view of just being present for a short duration. It can go on for hours, for thousands of years. It can go on for eons, right? So Rinpoche was saying we are now at the area of examining these types of minds, and whether you're going to have first the mind that is loosely holding emptiness, and that will be followed by a time where emptiness is held more tight, or whether you're going to have it in the reverse order, first the tight and then the loose, then you can definitely designate one of these phases as being a phase of attainment, increase, and appearance.
ที่นั่นนั่นท้องอาเดจริงๆเชื่อเสียงกีก็มาจิตตอนนี้จริงๆต้องไปนี่ก็กุศลอย่างดีนะแต่นี่งานมันดีกว่าสามสี่น้องเนาะแต่นี่ความบุญน้องนี่ว่าแต่ดีกว่าสามความไปเราไปเจอเราเนี่ยแต่นี่ความรู้ก็เชื่อที่อยู่เนาะว่าแต่นั่นท้องอยู่กันทุกความบุญน้องนี่เนี่ยสงฆ์สิว่าที่น้องเจียมีสิ่งมันดีที่น้องเจียก็ตั้งบุญอยู่บ่กับเรางานมันดีสักแต่นี่ว่าแต่ยินดี ที่ชักดีมาคอมโบนวันเดือนจริงช่องเนอะว่าแต่ถึงจริงถึงอาสามีชีจีตรงอะไรวะแต่นี่ก็ตั้งบุญเราอยู่อะไรวะแต่ยันดูตั้งบุญที่ตั้งบุญจีงอสมเด็จตบันได้เจอว่าจีโลโลบะที่ของตั้งบุญอยู่ตั้งจีตั้งดีงี้ว่าจีแต่ที่น้องเจ็บไปจีแต่น้องเจ็บไปยันนั่งจิตวิญญาณกูอยู่อะไรเด็ดเด็ดเช่นเดียสิจีอย่างกูไม่รู้สังสันติธรรมโลนี้เสียสังเจออยู่อะไรวะ
Now that statement that you might have two phases in which, in the first phase, you're holding the object of emptiness with certain tightness, and later on you relax this tightness. And from that point of view, you could use the term actual equipoise and post-equipoise, but don't necessarily have to use these terms. And Rinpoche is bringing up here again the example that Jinrinpoche was using of Nartangwa, how he had the realization of emptiness. So you went through this first phase where he had to grasp at his robe. Why he had to grasp at his robe? Because at that time he had such a vivid, let's say, appearance of the ultimate that he was losing the conventional. And that would designate the first phase where the mind was directly perceiving emptiness and it was doing it in a tight way. And after that, it was a more relaxed, you know, he apprehended that the conventional exists by holding the ropes. And so that designates maybe the second phase where there is a more relaxed mode of apprehending emptiness, not necessarily post-equipoise.
In the presentation of the stages that lead directly to union, the term empowerment is used lots of times. Typically by a physical guru in human form or by some other, can it be conferred by some other deity in the form of a regular deity, or can it be Buddhas and Bodhisattvas? Could he explain that? And also related to that, when we use the word empowerment,
Kurnendi Lama Ngunirves Miki Luteyubi Yonyen ki lama chigrewez, yamena hlagi, wankuru yonsigrewez, chanchu senbada, la sopa konso wankuru nyentire yonsigrewez.
Oji dati, penji yon kringi gatiya gashi jujab yuwarwa. Ligo ji yon kringi mi tenjen di, da yon kringi gamara, tsukdata so, hongo choki tsukdata so yungi di, da deja. ဟုတ်ကြည့်တဲ့ကျွန်တော်ကနောင်းနာလာငွနေပါကြည့်တယ်ပါဒီဟောကရရကိုချစ်တဲ့မှာသကောင်းရှင်တဲ့ယုဒေဝယံသူချုပ်ကြည့်သူဒီဆောင်ကိုယွာမာရီဒီဂုံပဲကြည့်တယ်ယွာယံသူကျွန်တော်ကနောင်းကလာသို့ဒီဟောကရံကိုယွာရီဒီရောပန်တော်ချုပ်ကြည့်သူဒီမိတန်ချင်းဒီကြောင်ကိုယွာရီဒီဟောကရံကြောင်ကိုယွာရီပြန်နာကြည့်ရောပြောင်းတရားတော်ဂေစရတော်ဂေလုံးတို့သူဒီလီတာပါစီကြည့်ဒီမငန်းတာမချတာမန်တာယုဒူ jungi ko li ji lo pon si ji de li ka jingi ti wa di do yong ge yua ri ra ba su ti dung yu ti wan du gu ge yua ri da ti wi ge zu wong khen bo si ji de chu jo ge ma ri de ti tu sam ji ne de di wa yin de ti yong ge gu ge yua ri ti nga ga ge go ni ge gu ge yua yin de ti dan chen de wa yin ge yua.
Now, the first part of the question is actually easy. Now, when we go through the ritual of the empowerment, as I say, of course, you have the physical lama who is bestowing the empowerment, but you have to see the physical lama, the person who has a physical body, as being a representative of the deity. He's acting on behalf of the deity. The empowerment is actually given by the deity of the mandala. The main deity of the mandala is the being who confers the empowerment to you. But this needs to communicate, let's say, to us, and therefore the lama is used as the communicator, right, in this occasion. So, and this is similar to the occasion of receiving ordination. When you go through the ceremony of full ordination, you will see that you must have a group of 10 people present there, and in that you have certain, let's say, lamas having different roles. You have what is called the action master, which is the one who would be guiding people through their recitation, because there are certain things to be recited. Someone has to pronounce these words, and this is called the action, or the ones who are carrying out the work in this particular case. And this is different from the abbot, who is the kempo, right? So they're let's say that the job is split up and is carried out by different beings. Does that answer your first question, that empowerment is given by the deity? It is similar to having, let's say, the Prime Minister of the country, and they want to make an announcement. They don't necessarily need to go and speak in front of the camera. Usually they have a representative, right, a media representative, or I don't know, what's the term? They have someone, the spokesman, right? So the spokesman can either appear in television, or the spokesman can go down into the assembly, right, and talk to the ministers. You don't need to have the Prime Minister himself making the announcement. You have the spokesman. So the Lama is like the spokesman of the spokesman of the deity. So can you receive an empowerment without the physical presence? Okay, so the empowerment given here and you are in another country. Lunching gune, dinde shua yena. Dorje le cheba ngoshu ngola ma shuwa che. Konso wan toya yorwes.
Ori dadi hon shengi di shindu yoba, donyir yoba. Ko niwa ji di jichen ra wo tsona, daji wari di. Ji ngusa dinda ga ji dadung ra wo dan ji karisa go. Ji hon go ngondo ngondung ra wo dan. Tso kanga cha zanji chen yuwa mariwa. Ji hon karwa la ngusa.
Okay,
shi gogo re di ji ngama tinda chang yuwa ma ruwa tinda yin di ji tso ma tuwa na wo te yin na ji yang ha chang tar chin ruwa son da ji ga yoku yuwa ro.
Right, so you know, the way I asked your question was that if Rinpoche was here, for example, bestowing an empowerment here in America, and you had someone who was in Europe, and the whole thing was broadcasted, could the person receive the empowerment through merely listening to the radio, right? So you're not directly in front of the Lama. So can you receive the empowerment like this? Now, the reason I phrased it like this, because it's been asked many times, you know, this is a question that's been asked many times, in particular now with Lamrim Radio, whether people receive it or not. This is a completely new situation. We didn't have such a thing happening in the past. What you need to understand is that you receive the empowerment as long as you can understand the meaning of what has been explained. At the same time, you must have a very clear motivation. You must have the aspiration to say, I want to receive this empowerment. I'm fully prepared to receive this empowerment, and I will go through the ritual as it comes into my ears. And if I can generate understanding of, you know, all the phases, all the preparation, then the case could be made, you know, that there is some transmission. Rinpoche was saying that, you know, it needs to be examined, because really there are so many stages, preparatory stages of the empowerment, the actual empowerment, and there's quite a lot to be, you know, communicated and to be fully understood. If you can have the full intention of receiving that, and if you have a proper understanding of what is happening, maybe we could posit that it is
happening.
Then you know how we come to the point where we have to request three times, please bestow on me the empowerment and so forth. And Rinpoche, you know, there is some verses of communication between the Lama and the students, applications and responses. Rinpoche is saying, I wonder if you can, or if everything actually happens when you just listen to the radio like that.
And drinking tea at the same time and sleeping from time like I do. So how that can be. So Rinpoche was saying that without the propensities, you know, all the preliminary conditions that disciple should have, without that, if it's not clear that you know, one who is taking a decision, then then taking a decision this way from, you know, distance or whatever, through TV or whatever it is, you know. It'll be going too extreme. That's an expression. Not far out, but too extreme.
Far out. I think we can call it far out.
Can I ask you? I think your question is what you're trying to say is that just before achieving enlightenment, that Buddha, you know, snaps finger and then pursues your mind to maintain a clear light, you know, in not reaching enlightenment. Then hooks the devas, you know, the female being. At the time of the middle of the night, then the third initiation was actually granted by the guru, and then then you exercise clear light with the preliminary three appearances before. So I thought your question is related to this, right? And during that time, is there need actual guru physically, or do you need actual guru there physically, or you can be received from a deity or something? That who grant initiation to you, is the physical guru being there, or deity appears to you in the grand initiation, right? Mm. Is that your question?
Mm. Why did you say it like that?
No.
So Rinpoche was saying that in this occasion you can see stated very clearly it is the Buddhas who are conferring the initiation. The way it's phrased in the text is that the Buddhas awaken that being by snapping the fingers. They summon the divine daughter with the supreme drop, and on the basis of that, they bestow the actual third empowerment, which is the wisdom primordial awareness. So it's clearly stated from that it is the Buddhas who are doing the bestowing.
So first of all, the Tantric Buddhas, they snap the finger at the beginning. They pursue you in the clear light. So it is, of course, the Buddhas who grant the initiation.
All right, and there was the second part in your question. All right. And which is the one topia, one toba la soba, one kurwa la soba, one seria des, dondangune karires, the nyamlenche ki nawa toba non sires, yako nubares, ya one kurwa kavla, naranso nupa toye ki kokap chigres, ya nupa toye ki kobe na nupa di. Naransu gyune nangla yobe nubarewez yamena chilone wang kurnyenki naransu par nubat terge yores. Karirens.
Ori dadi ji genriwa ji sansa kirti kaka tangne yana abhi shikha abhi kika si yuari. Poki rasir jirayana hong si ki yuari. Hong si jiti hong cha thoba si. Hong cha si jiti rama rama bu gujo yuari wa. Pena ji mishi ji yong, toshi lam ji yong, truwa nivya hong si na.
Now, we use this particular word empowerment, initiation. Still in English, I think we have not standardized the translation. In any cases, the translation of the Tibetan word wang and is in Sanskrit is called abhisheka or avikeka. And it implies that one is empowered, one is authorized to do certain things with that. And as we say, this empowerment or this authorization can come in different levels. We talk about empowerment at the time of the ceremony. We're talking about the liberating empowerment of the path. We're talking about the liberated empowerment of the result. There are different contexts and occasions that we will use the word. But just to put it down into an example, let's say that you want to apply for a job, and let's say that you want to apply for a job high up in the government, maybe in a ministry or maybe in the assembly. Maybe you want to, such a high position. Now, when you go there, they will ask you for your credentials, and amongst the credentials you will have to show is your graduation, whatever, papers. You have to prove that you have certain qualifications and that you have been educated. So you will provide whatever documentation is needed there in order to show you have graduated from primary, from secondary, for higher education, that you had other special education and so forth. And there will be a certain person there deciding that you are capable to do the job or not. And if they accept their credential, they authorize you to go ahead with carrying out the job, carrying out certain activities. So it is like this.
All right,
so we stop here.